We are after me.
Good morning to you, my dear youth. Welcome to this morning's debate. My name is Faraz Kambamba Kaputa.
Father.
And I'm the chairman.
And Isaac Oblek is the timekeeper. The adjudicators are Fred Pim, Brother Kelvin, and Sister Wupe. The topic of this debate is resolved. Youths are the cause of the gap that lingers between them and animators. Youths are the cause of the gap that lingers between them and animators. The affirmative team seated to my right is from Kitwe Deanery. The opposing team seated to my left is from Ndola Deanery. The speaking time for this debate is 3 minutes per speaker, then 4 minutes summarizer. A single warning bell will sound at the beginning before the speaking time, and a double bell will sound at the speaking time, the end time. Please enjoy this debate. I declare this debate open and call upon the first affirmative proposing speaker, Karen Lengwe.
So,
voice speaking
time.
Demonization of the wrong situation always seems about a negative reaction. Before I find them alive, to find them releasing of a bone city, allow me to approach it highly as well. Back to the motion, which takes my turn. Youth are the cause of the gap that lingers between them and nature. Aim of quotation. Opposing to this motion is like tasting for sight, using beer, which is so repulsive and can never be possible. Made by the host in the house of intellect, the girl is standing 99 degrees, perpendicular to the guard, strongly and firmly, diplomatically proposes to the motion in capital letters YES in inverted common square. You may be wondering why I frame my ex, but as the only girl in a family of four, it is my duty to define the keywords, which are a youth, situation, lingo, breaking, opening, and animation. Made by the house in the house of intellectuals, a youth is a person below the age of 0 to 35. Made by the house in the house of intellectuals, allow me to go to my second point, which is linger. To linger is to stay in a place longer than a situation. Made by the house in the house of intellectuals, allow me to go to my next question, which is cause. To cause is the cause of an event or action. The other point is one who animates, the one who gives life. Made by the house in the house of intellectuals, let me go to my first point, which is cultural diversity. Due to the diversity of culture, made by the house, culture is diversity, the minds of the youth. What do I mean? The way they dress, the way they talk. Made by the house in the house of intellectuals, youth of today are too indecent, and they wear things that are too tight to their bodies. When an animator tries to tell them about the correction, they try to break the correction. Made by the house in the house of intellectuals, allow me to go to my next point, which is responsibility. Made by the house in the house of intellectuals, if you are responsible for something, it is your duty, or it is your turn to look after it. But due to the responsibility of youth of nowadays, they tend to oppose animators or hate animators who remind them about their responsibility, which is not supposed to be the case, because every individual has a youth. Made by the house, they are supposed to attend to everything. Made by the house, I stress every and everything. Many of us have to live out of intellect to share our knowledge to people, to think from without, be at within the boundaries of debate. Allow me to give you a simple illustration. Just this morning, people were going to the toilet, they were very dirty, and whatever time animated writing reminded them about the thing they refused to clean the toilet and said their people are just bothering, which is not supposed to be the case. Allow me to say to my next point, which is fantasy. Due to the fact that youth of nowadays think whatever they say and whatever they do is right. So, it's not supposed to be the case. Many of them have to live out of intellectuals to show them not a speaker who speaks.
Ask him for 30 seconds.
Okay, please go on.
Many of them have to live out of intellectuals to show them not a speaker who speaks from without being within the boundaries of debate. Allow me to give you a simple illustration. Many mother's house, this is an animated full of wisdom. Many mother's house, this is a world full of its colorful bright colors. Many mother's house, allow me to provide you this. This is a youth empty of knowledge. An animated member of the house tries to put the knowledge. Back what do you do? We feel it up, member of the house, and hey, go for the brighter colors. Member of the house, due to the fact that this is going to affect our analogy, member of the house. We tend to lose this, and also we keep this. This is going to bring a very disappointment. We wish you a great day.
Thank you very much.
That was the first proposing speaker from Kitwe Dinari, Karen Lengwe. The judges, are we good to go to the next speaker from the opposing side, Dola Dinari? I'm waiting for the signal. Are we good to go? Okay. I call upon the first opposing speaker from Dola Dinari, Mwango Zimba Jerry.
Ladies and gentlemen, Albert Einstein, in his famous theory of relativity, once said, and I quote, "Unless we stand for something, we will fall for anything." End of quotation. Ladies and gentlemen, it is for that reason that I and my fellow opposers are here, because we stand for the truth and we will fall for nothing but the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it would be very unwise for me to proceed without noticing or recognizing the presence of all the present dignitaries and all the ladies and gentlemen. I salute you all and I say, all protocols observe. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to simplify the motion by defining the two terms that are stated in today's motion. Ladies and gentlemen, a youth is defined by the Oxford Dictionary of English as any individual who is in between the stages of childhood and adulthood. The same Oxford Dictionary of English defines a gap as the difference that separates two people. The same Oxford Dictionary of English defines to linger as to continuously exist for longer than expected. And an animator is defined by the Dalcisian Animator's Guide as any adult person, male or female, who accompanies the youth in all of their activities, be it at small Christian community level, at parish level, or at general level. Ladies and gentlemen, if simply explained, the motion is saying that youths and their animators are not as close as they should be, and youths are to be blamed. Ladies and gentlemen, I and my fellow opposers strongly disagree. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, this is because most of our animators do not accompany us in all of our activities. Ladies and gentlemen, for I and my animator to develop a close relationship that is required to close that gap, I am required to spend enough time with them. Ladies and gentlemen, in any relationship or every relationship, ladies and gentlemen, the two parties involved are required to spend time with each other. But ladies and gentlemen, how can we spend time with each other when they are not present in all of my activities? And ladies and gentlemen, to show that I am not a person who speaks from without, allow me to give the best evidence that is right here. Ladies and gentlemen, if my calculations are correct, that is, every parish has an average of 20 animators multiplied by the total number of parishes that we have in the war of the dinari, ladies and gentlemen, we expect 2,000 plus animators, but ladies and gentlemen, the sad truth is that our animators have not exceeded 1,000. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to go to my second point. Allow me to go to my second point. And my second point is that most of our animators lack passion for their job. Ladies and gentlemen, the wise Frederick Finch once said, and I quote, "A job done with passion is a job well done." End of quotation. Ladies and gentlemen, what Frederick Finch was simply trying to say is that if you have passion for your job,
I'm going to ask you for 30 more seconds.
Okay.
If you have passion for your job, you will do it well. But ladies and gentlemen, how can we develop a close relationship, or how can we close that gap if most of our animators do not have that passion? Ladies and gentlemen, they do not have that passion because they do not volunteer for the job. They are just chosen. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to go to my third and final point, is that most of our animators think that we cannot fully develop our own thoughts. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a lack of trust. They think that just because we are young, we cannot do certain things. Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, time has always been against you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your time.
Time up. Time up.
That is why the Good Samaritans are here.
As you speak, forward your evidence, please,
to the Samaritans. Not after the sitting time. Judges, are we good to go? The second proposing speaker, please prepare yourself. As I wait for a signal from the judges, the adjudicators, please give me a signal, sister. Okay. I call upon the second proposing speaker, Matthews Chiwe.
A boy in need is a boy indeed, but a boy in the house of debate is the boy most guilt, one to death. Gone up as affiliate of affiliation, I've only come here for only one purpose and one mission, and that is to eliminate, incapacitate, and remove the ignorance from the opposing delegation. Members of the house, it will sound ruthless if I proceed with that, passing my regards to the most important people in the house of debate. To the speaker, I salute. Judges, I bow. To the armkeeper, I say, keep my time safe, because my heart depends on it. To crown it all, sit back, relax, as I'm going to pump sense into your medullas or brancatas. Go now, fast, affiliate of affiliation. Come into the motion with the pilot that I articulate. Use as the cause of the gap that lingers between them and the animators. Members of the house, we are in the 21st century, where most of the youth have involved themselves into disgraceful activities, and among them, disobedience, peer pressure, disrespect, no fear of God. Come into my first point, members of the house, which is disobedience. Most youth in today's generation do not respect other people. Some do not even respect their own parents. Members of the house, how do you expect them to respect animators if they cannot even respect their own animators? Members of the house,
interjection.
That I'm not the person.
Interjection.
Mr. Moderator.
Accepted.
Ladies and gentlemen, what the minister is saying is that it is as a result of our disobedience that the animators distance themselves from us. But ladies and gentlemen, I have a simple question for you. If you as a parent, we consider our animators to be our second parent. But ladies and gentlemen, when your child shows disobedience or behaves delinquently, do you as a parent distance yourself from that child?
1 minute, defense. 1 minute.
Bonify magnified members of auditorium. Come to the defense. It's like, members of the house, let me try to take it back then, members of the house. what did God do to those people who disobeyed him? He was furious, but what do you expect from an animator who's as human as you? They will distance themselves from you. We will still stand to the truth. They are not to be blamed.
Thank you very much, members of the House. Ignorance is not good. Bonaparte's affiliate of initiation. Allow me to quote from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 4, which the letter as I quote. Children, obey your parents, for this is right. Professor Craig, questions ask the question. May the good Samaritan do as well. Members of the House, coming to the second point. Most of the youth members of the House have involved themselves into peer pressure. Most involved themselves into ruthless activities due to the influence of their friends. Nowadays, members of the House, it is no longer even for peer pressure, but peer pressure. What? Peer pressure. Allow me to continue, members of the House. Members of the House, allow me to...
Interjection accepted. The last one.
Thank you, Mr. Moderator. Mm-hmm. Speaker X currently says that we are disobedient to animators. Members of the House, do you seriously think that if we are disobedient to animators, can we all be gathered here and can we all be debating? I don't think so. Thank you, members of the House.
Defend, 1 minute, defend.
Members of the House, he's talking about if the youth are disobedient to their animators. To give you an evidence, I say, yesterday we were gathered here, but some of the youth, the main thing they don't, the members of the House there, can you expect them to become members of the House? So members of the House, what your boss is saying and going to say is total propaganda and do not lie.
Thank you very much, members of the House. Allow me to continue and to produce evidence. Members of the House, I was talking about peer pressure. To show that I'm not the person speaking from without person within the rules of the faith. Allow me to quote from April 18, 2019, from the times of Zambia, who stipulates, as I declared, 2 points aged between 20 to 25 in Lusaka use their own peer at JS Bar. Use their own peer because of peer pressure. Professor Christ, question justification. May the good Samaritan do as wise. Members of the House, bona fide dignitaries, allow me to continue. No fear of God. Nowadays, members of the House, who do not see youth to have a fear of God. Members of the House, how do you expect them to respect their mentors if they do not even respect members of the House? God himself, they are busy on Twitter, WhatsApp, on Instagram, members of the House, bona fide the place of initiation. In conclusion, allow me to say, revise and be wise, otherwise there'll be no right. I rest my case.
Wow. That was the second proposing speaker, Martin Siwe, from Kitwe Dina. Kawe Musonda, the second opposing speaker from Dola Dina, please prepare yourself. Dina. Judges? Good. I call upon the second opposing speaker, Kabwe Musonda.
A wise woman once said, correct corrections are made by correct correctors. For that reason, I and my fellow correct correctors are here to correct the motion that is made as I articulate. Due to the cause of the gap that we have been dead and their animation. Before I proceed, allow me to recognize the presence of all the Catholic priests, all the Catholic leaders, mayors, and say, all practical, kindly observe. Ladies and gentlemen, I start correcting the motion by simply saying, youth are not the cause of this gap, but the majority of the animators are. I repeat, youth are not the cause of this gap, but the majority of animators are. Why do I say so? First and foremost, majority of the animators that we have are judgmental. As a leader, animators are supposed to be non-judgmental, members of the House. But unfortunately, the majority of people in the members of the House are judgmental. They like to judge us alone. They judge us by our level of education, our family background, and our financial status. Not only do they judge us, but they also underestimate our capabilities. Members of the House, the main reason why these animators judge us like this is because they lack the understanding of the operation.
Super! Why don't you judge them?
And it's like they have forgotten that they were white members of the House.
Interjection accepted.
Super, point of interjection.
1 minute to defend. 30 seconds to us. 1 minute.
Affiliate session. Animators are not to be blamed. Why do I say so?
animators are trying to tell the youth what is correct and the youth hates. May the current speaker please think about that.
1 minute to defend. 1 minute to defend. 1 minute to defend.
Ladies and gentlemen, Proverbs chapter 29 verse 17 clearly states that if our parents correct their children, we their children will give them peace and happiness. How can we give peace and happiness to the animators if they don't correct us?
If the animators are the ones who are distancing themselves from us, then who's causing that gap? Them, members of the House. This leads me to my second point, which clearly says that some of the animators are biased. They have the tendency of preferring to meet others. Members of the House, I clearly say that. Our animators are like our parents. And as far
interjection
as
I want to say, denied. Proceed.
Members of the House, these animators, they are like our second goal. God loves each and every one of us. Saint Augustine once said, allow me to quote this, begin of quote, he loves each one of us as if we were one of us. End of quote. May the good Samaritan pass
this super,
the
super, for the love of God.
Let us put up objection.
Sustained.
Madam Speaker, madam. You are saying that youths are not causing any trouble. Yet, here's the scripture with me saying, Jim, only 52 years old. And they expect that he's an animator because he's older than that teenager. Members of the House, here it says, the other driver was a teenager with a very high blood alcohol level. Jim was touched by that teenager. Please, may you clarify more on that and make me convinced. Let the good Samaritan pass it to that.
1 minute to defend, please. Point on defense.
Ladies and gentlemen, what the previous speaker is simply trying to say is that our disobedience leads to that gap. But ladies and gentlemen, without imperfection, there will be no need for perfection. Ladies and gentlemen, without our flaws or our disobedience, we wouldn't need animators. Thank you very much.
Proceed. Sustained.
Like I said earlier, our animators are like our parents. When we as youths go wrong, when we do something over them, they are not supposed to hold grudges against us. Instead, they should get close to us, so to record, that no matter they are really happening. No, these are not what they do, that they hold grudges and get away from us. But when we try to confront them and try to apologize, you youths from nowadays do not listen. Then they use that as an excuse to make a difference between them and us. No, it's them who are listening themselves from us who are causing this stuff. Remember that time is under.
We now go to the third affirmative speaker, proposing side of Augustine T. Manda. Hold your fire, Augustine, and then welcome the judges to give me a signal. The judges, are you good to go? Okay. I call upon the third affirmative speaker proposing inside Augustine T. Manda.
I am Augustine, full of possibility, stability, unity, equity, and for those reasons, I am the boss of gravity. Gratis the panel of judges, the chairperson speaker, sir, or may I simply say, all principles are highly observed. Back to the motion, which under my copy analysis, which states as icons. Youths are the cause of the gap that lingers between them and the youths. Affiliate session, allow me to stress the them animators. These are elderly people who look at the welfare of the youths and the youth's well-being. Allow me to go to my first point, where I base my first point on Newton's law of motion. For every reaction produced by a force, there is always an equal force to that magnitude of the very force. Affiliate session, what am I talking about? And methods are just trying to respond to the disobedience of the youth. Why do I say so? Affiliation. And methods are there to
drive.
Interjection. Sustained. Speaker.
Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to correct my fellow speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, this Newton's third law of motion he's talking about applies to physics. But this topic we are talking about, or the thing that we're judging here is of a social nature and not of a physical nature. So Newton's third law of motion does not apply.
1 minute.
Mr. Speaker, sir, that wasn't the question. Me, I thought that you have brought a tissue, but you just said something which is related to a tissue. Thank you.
Thank you very much. My lovely audience, allow me to take you to the second point, which I said that youth prefer secular leadership rather to religious leadership. What do I say to you? Youth prefer to be commanded. Youth prefer to the animators to be harsh and to them, while they support the religious leadership of the station. As the youth was supposed to be religious, allow me to go to the third point. Look at members of the house. When you look at the dress code around here, are we really supposed to be the animators? Are they the one who brought the clothes which are wearing? Let's think again about that appreciation. Allow me to put a practical example of appreciation. As the youth, we are like this plain paper, which is dated. And the animators are trying to make us as clean as blank as this plain paper. Why do I say so? Don't be very blank, but with content. May the good Samaritan please, but the good way. Affiliation. Let's look at the behavioral pattern of the youth. As youth were vulgar. Affiliation. Why do I say so? When animators are trying to correct us, we try to respond to insults and other actions which are not appropriate, rather, which are not accountable as youth. Affiliation. Let's look at our attitudes, our values, our morals, and our culture. Why do I say affiliation? We lack that which animators want to give us. So if we then, rather, if we refrain from the animators, are we going to get all these points?
Point of
no affiliation. Allow me.
Serious point of interjection.
Sustained. 30 seconds to ask.
Members of the House, Speaker Etias currently says that we are vulgar, as youth are vulgar. Don't you think that is the main reason why our animators are there to correct us? As youth, we've grown up in an environment where we think being vulgar is normal. That is why we choose our animators to correct us and tell us that it is not normal. Members of the House, allow me to quote from the animator's guide, which states that...
Okay, second time. A minute of defense.
Bonify, magnify, members of the house. Let me take you back to so many problems. Members of the house, what did God do to those people who disobeyed? He did it. He destroyed the kingdom of all. You know, so I don't find any reason why my fellow speakers here are acting as if they are thinking when they are just thinking. Members of the house, they are thinking. The facts are facts.
More power. Affiliate session. And let me talk about the dead. Let me talk the world. Ask the youth. Really. Why do I say so? As the looking at the world, how it's changing, you need the guidance, you need animators to persevere. As I and my sisters are trying to put this rich evidence to the ear. Affiliate session, don't be like Mambo Jumbo, who's fumbled and rumbled as you have been humbled. With these 2 points, I have my myself. Thank you.
That was Augustine Timana from the proposing site, Kingsway Dinner. Francis Shibani from the proposing site, Ndola Dinner, please prepare yourself. Judge of the Sleep. I call upon the stage opposing Speaker Francis Tshishima from Dola.
Opposing the motion is that the cause of the gap that lingers between them and their animators is my pleasure to treasure the leisure without measure. Ladies and gentlemen, before I go any further, allow me to pass my humble greetings the following. The Archbishop in absentia and all present dignitaries, I salute you all. Ladies and gentlemen, we on the opposition side are here to tell you that we youth are not the cause of the gap that lingers between us and our animators. Ladies and gentlemen, according to the multiple roles of animators from Academia of Education, animators are expected to be politicians of integrity. A politician of integrity is a person who both in public and private acts and speaks with integrity. Ladies and gentlemen, knowing that our animators are supposed to speak with integrity, they are supposed to act with integrity, it is so flabbergasting that we meet these our animators busy dancing to wedding them in public places. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to venture into my second point, which is our animators are not visionary architects. A visionary architect is a person who is able to see the bigger picture in us. Most of our animators are unable to see the bigger picture in us and build it up. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason as to why we distance ourselves from the animators and find people out elsewhere who are willing to see a bigger picture in us and build it. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to enter into my third point, which is most of our animators are not heroes. A hero is a person who sets himself as a role model. Ladies and gentlemen, if we look around, most of our animators have been set themselves as role models. They set themselves as critics.
30 seconds to ask.
Bonafide magnify member of the house. I am an intellectual. I don't allow. But language you just use. Whether they not in my Augustus. Member of the house, in the house of intellectuals, my question is this. Did Jesus force the tax collector to follow him? No member of the house. He just told him, follow me and then.
Point of defense, a minute.
Ladies and gentlemen, members of the audience, allow me to remind you that in my mother tongue, the Bembas we have quoted to say, Tela la musuma, tasalan salu. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to proceed by entering into my first point. Our animators are not heroes. I was saying that a hero is a person who sets themselves as a role model. Most of our animators haven't set themselves as role models, rather critics. They keep on questioning us, and this is the reason why we distance ourselves from them. Members of the house, it is due to their criticism that one of the greatest men of the world by the name of John Wood once said, we the youth do not need critics, but role models. Ladies and gentlemen, with this my few points, if most of our potential,
sustained.
The lovely organ house. I think the opposers don't know the definition of animators. Animators are mature and elderly, and they are responsible for everything which happens to us. They are trying to teach us how the world is social as well. So when you see animators dancing for the day, does that mean they are teaching us? No, they are just trying to show us life can be enjoyed as well. So may the current speakers please, like present for us, please.
1 minute.
Ladies and gentlemen, members of the house, he's taking me back to my history. Let me let you know that I'm giving you this as homework to you. You need to go back to the Oxford Dictionary of English and find the definition of animator. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to proceed by saying we have so many potential animators present at this event, but very few of them are going to recognize me as one of the potential public speakers. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason why we keep on seeing the gap. Allow me at this point in time to pass on my sources of references to the Good Samaritan on the panel of the assessors for further verification, Iris Marcus.
That was the third Francis Shimba from Dola Dinan. It's now time for the summarizer to close the case, to be decisive. To influence, if you like to remain with the judges. Summarizing, please prepare your song. No interjections allowed. Judges, I call upon the summarizer from the proposing side, Alfred Mutale, a big man.
I've articulated.
For minutes,
we are the mighty champions of Kitotina.
Beating this game of the youth, it's a danger, culture, torture, nature. Members of the Holy Torture. Before I go home, I would like to pass my humble God to the more respected people who are in the house of the faith. The champions are Master Lee, the Giants, Hyde Park, the Timekeeper, Champion Matambo, Addition, is better than subtraction. Hard to the audience, I say, sit back, relax, and enjoy. Because I'm about to take you to my planet, where I take my backwards and jump back from their bumps. Opposing to this motion is like a child claiming that he or so from for her mother's bed. Living with the grandmother of her mother, or waiting for her mother's bed. Which is great, that is great. Youth are the cause of the gap that lives between them and their maker. And it's been great. Members of the Holy Spirit. And the youth will be going in the dark to their mind in the way that their maker take a moment and think. Yes, why is it so? We are living in a century where the seniors are afraid of the jewels. And the power of ambition has led into the power of control. Members of the Holy Spirit, let me analyze their unwise thinking. Coming to my best point to say, youth of nowadays, they think that they know it all. When an animator gives advice to the youth, they discredit it instead of understanding their viewpoint. And discrediting leads to quarrels, subsequently, clash of thoughts, and disobedience among children. Social media, peer pressure, more and more as a result of this. Members of the Holy Spirit, lack of moral behavior among youth of nowadays, whereby they are subjected to the French members of the house, for example, drug abuse. To show you that I'm a sinner who speaks within the boundaries of debate. He is with me, a scripture showing youth abusing God's members of the Holy Spirit. And when an admitter says, son, what you are doing is wrong, they will be right in a bad man saying, don't tell me how to lose my life, because I can make sure you have to lose your life. Members of the Holy Spirit, here on the first speaker, the youth are abusing God. Should I go again to the second speaker? Yes. Still members of the house, the youth are abusing drugs. Should I go again to the second speaker? No. But due to time, may the good Samaritan pass you to the judges. Hey, I continue preaching to the wise, so simply may I say that.
No new evidence.
45 members of the Holy Spirit. Not only that, he has given me a Google X. Sent shocking testimony from both of two brothers who killed their mother. And members of the Holy Spirit in the Bible, in Exodus 21, verse 15, it says, and I quote, whoever strikes father or mother shall be put to death. Members of the auditorium, they opposing signs and try to say youth are not causing any trouble. Yet we see many troubles being caused by the youth. So what the opposing trying to say is total propaganda and immorality. And in conclusion, I say we must adopt such a good mentality for the great stability. For no change, no change, change unless we have the capability and capability to change, change, right, change, to wait. Hey, let's be like, analyze, and submit.
Chapa? Okay.
No new evidence from the summarizer.
Please summarize no new evidence. Summarizer from the opposing side to come and close the case. I call upon the summarizer, negative speaker, Kalimwe Agnes Kapama, a big hand for you.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, sir.
It is wise for the wise to be wise, and so unwise for the unwise to be wise. Otherwise, no right. Members of the House, it would be so unwise for me to go on and on without recognizing the following personalities. To the Archbishop in absentia, our Lord Chester, I humble myself. To the panel of judges, I salute all ladies and gentlemen, my fellow youth, I salute. On my simply say, oppressible is how you observe. Standing here, panel proposing to the motion set up by my fellow articulators, let me go to my first point. We say, as articulate, members of the House, animated, have little or no time for us. That is, they are not readily available in our pockets and communities or in every activity that we hold, members of the House. That is why, us as young people, as very young people, we need attention from the animators for us to grow up in a good way, in a good manner. Then in the context of the whole members of the House, lack of parents, lack of the guidance of the parents, members of the House, that will lead to the children not to grow up in a good way, members of the House, to show that I'm not a speaker who speaks from without, but from within. Allow me to quote from the Galician animators guide. We say as articulate, begin of articulation. Articulation. Members of the House, an animator is supposed to work together with the youth and be readily available for all youth activities. Members of the House, for all youth activities and of articulation. This says that the animators are not supposed to be exceptional. It is not that they are supposed to decide which activity to attend, but all activities. Members of the House, my fellow panelists have clearly said that animators are supposed to be visionary assets. How can they be visionary assets when they're not readily available for us, members of the House? With this point, allow me to go to my first point, to the second point. We say that animators are supposed to be facilitators, arbitrators, mediators, members of the House. But do we see animators doing that? I don't see anything like that. Again, to show that I'm not a speaker who speaks from without, but from within. Allow me to quote from the animators guide. We say as articulate, begin of articulation. Animators are supposed to be facilitators, counselors, mediators, and arbitrators, and of articulation. Members of the House, again, the same speaker has said that animators are supposed to be politicians of integrity. How can they be politicians of integrity when they do not counsel us, when they don't mediate within among us as members of the House? I don't see how they can do that, members of the House. This also leads me to go to my third point, members of the House, because it hurts me so much to see the youth being blamed for what they do not know, for what do they not do, members of the House. Allow me to go to my third point. We say that youth, members of the House, animators are biased, members of the House. Animators judge us. How do they judge us, members of the House? They are biased. They are not practicing, members of the House. That is how they judge us. My second speaker, members of the House, has clearly explained, members of the House, how animators are judgmental. Let me go to my last but not the least point, members of the House. We say that animators are not role models, members of the House. How are they not role models, members of the House? Animators are supposed to be proactive and active in every program that is, members of the House, programmed by the church, members of the House. Do we see animators being readily available in all the masses, members of the House? We don't see anything like that, members of the House. And again, animators are supposed to be prayerful, members of the House. Prayer is the key thing, members of the House. Prayer can bring people together, which is animators and the youth. Prayer can bring the youth and the animators together, members of the House, but we don't see animators doing that. That is why I clearly say animators are not role models, members of the House. Members of the House, to show you that us and my fellow panelists, we disagree, members of the House, allow me to raise my hand.
Thank you very much. I now call upon the assistants to come forward. My dear youth, thank you for your attendance. I now declare this debate closed.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's all put our hands together to hold for the local government.